Okay, Bachram. Let us make the time count. Find your seats, please. And let's get rolling. Yes, there is a chance to begin to look at the second Gemara of Shemen. The first Gemara of Shemen, Lamehem Aveiz, was exploring Shemen versus Yayin, and using Shemen as a foil to Yayin. Why is it that Yayin has its own unique bracha while Shemen does not? And then the second piece of the Gemara, the second Shakvataria, which we began to explore yesterday, we're going to continue to explore right now. The second Shakvataria was about Shemen Gufa. Gufa, we mentioned that Shemen has a bar per eight. On the one hand, it's not a unique, even higher, upgraded bar per eight as ice, but on the other hand, it is a bar per eight rather than less. And the Gemara we saw yesterday, the Gemara had unpacked in what's Ukimta? In principle, Shemen Zayas is a eight. So the Gemara says, yeah, in principle, Shemen Zayas is an eight, but it rarely comes up. It rarely comes up. Why do it rarely come up? The Gemara has gone through three or four different scenarios. The most obvious case, as we said yesterday, the drinking it straight. The Gemara says, no, you're drinking it straight, azuki mazik, you're not making a bar per eitzah. So it must be that you're drinking it in combination with something else. But what would that be? Scenario number two, you dip your pizza into oil. But then the problem is, it's not azuki mazik, but the oil is a tafel. So who cares what bracha the oil is? It doesn't really matter, you're making hamotzi. Option number three, adea nigron. You had a creamed soup of some sort of borscht or some other type of vegetable soup or vegetable meichel. And instead of just having the fat-free version, you added olive oil to the recipe. So the Gemara says, Vaiter, if you have the shemen adea nigron, adea xigron, it's very nice. It's a very pleasant way to consume some olive oil. And if you're very nutritionally oriented, you'll get in your unsaturated fat that way, it's great. But the viter, the ikker is the vegetable soup or broth or borscht, whatever it is. The oil is a tafel. So once again, I don't really care what bracha the oil is. It's irrelevant. The bracha you're going to make is the bracha on the ikker. Then the Gemara said, well, maybe this is option scenario one was you drink it on its own. Scenario number two is drinking it, eating it, having it with pas. Scenario number three was you're having it with the anigron, with the vegetable soup. So then the Gemara said, scenario 3B, three star. Well, not just idea anigron, but idea anigron, and you have a sore throat. Hachmaiskinan choshish begrono. Oh, guy has a sore throat. So, and he's taking olive oil to soothe his throat. And we saw yesterday, the Gemara quoted a brisa, Tosefta appears in several places, including Masechah Shabbos. We saw the background, the Mishnayos tell us in the 14th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes, that there's the Easter Rabban of Refuah the Shabbos. I'm not, unless I'm seriously sick, I cannot take medicine on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yitchon, there you may come to grinding. However, the Mishnayos already tell me, Masechah Shabbos, that machal briyim is mutter. To take something, even if my kavana is therapeutic, but if it's the sort of thing that people sometimes have, even if they're healthy, I'm having the tea because I have a sore throat. But plenty of people drink tea just for enjoyment, just to drink, just at the end of the meal. Plenty of people drink tea stavazai. So even though my kavana is l'refua, since it's a machal brim, it's the sort of thing that some people are, you're going to have. You have a bad cold, so you want to have extra vitamin C. So you'll go ahead and eat a grapefruit, eat an orange, eat a bunch of citrus fruits. So your kavana is therapeutic, but even if you personally don't usually enjoy citrus fruits, even if you personally don't usually enjoy tea, plenty of people have tea, even if they're healthy. Plenty of people eat citrus fruits, even if they're healthy. So that's a machal briyim. It's the sort of thing that people eat even when they're bari, even when they're healthy. So that's mutter. Those are the two main situations under which refuah b'Shabbos is mutter. It's either if you're a chola, not just a headache, or if it's machal b'riyim. So that's what this bryse, that's the Mishnah Rei says in Masechah Shabbos, machal b'riyim is mutter. That's what this bryse says. You want to take oil to soothe your throat. We use hot water. They used oil. You want to have some olive oil to soothe your throat. You can't just take it straight. You can't be lo ya'ar enu b'shemen. We mentioned yesterday, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Number one, how to spell that, or the two reshes or one resh, and how to translate it. Lo ya'ar enu means don't gargle, or it even just means don't take it straight. Whatever it is, you can't take the oil in a way that's niker l'refua, but you can put nosin shemen harbi l'soch anigron. You can make an anigron soup, and you'll take some anigron soup and put in a lot of extra oil. Your cup, and then enjoy that. Boleh, swallow that soup. Ah, okay. So that happens. That comes up. This scenario of having a Negron with oil, and maybe with extra oil, and your kavana is, it's a way of taking oil to soothe your throat, so it comes up in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Gemara says that's relevant also for Hilchos Brachos. That's the pshat. When you make a eitz on oil, it can't be you're having straight, a zuki mazik. It can't be you're mixed with something else, because normally mixed with something else, oil is always a tafel. It's going to be tafel to the bread, it's going to be tafel to the soup. Unless the Gemara says, if you're having it with soup and your kavana is l'rafua, so now, what's the ikar? Now the ikar is the oil. So the Gemara says, one second. Pshita. Is there even such a chiddush? The Gemara says, yeah, there is such a chiddush. No, it's a chiddush that you make our eitz and our shahakal and oil. But the fact that in that scenario, oil is, you make the bracha on oil, is also a second chiddush, the Gemara says. Ma'u detema kevin del refuah kamachavin la'liver chayla. I might have said, you're taking it as medicine. Maybe you don't make a bracha on it because it's medicine. You're not going to make a ha'etz on the oil if you're dipping in bread because it's tafel to the bread. If you're healthy, you're having oily soup. The oil is tafel to the vegetables. And if you're taking it because of medicine, I would have said, don't make a bracha on the oil. Do you make a bracha on medicine? It's an interesting question. Do you make a bracha on medicine? The Gemara says sometimes. Kevin de isle hanamine boy bruche. If it's a horrible tasting medication, you don't make any bracha. But if it's taka, tastes good. I'm having delicious soup, and it's creamy, it's creamed with all of this olive oil. It tastes great. My kavana is l'refua, but if it tastes great, I do have to make a bracha. That last one we'll come back to maybe further on. The question of making a bracha on medication, interesting question. It comes up at the end of the parak also. I want to go back now to the beginning, the very beginning of this sugya. The Gemara had rejected the first scenario, right? The most obvious context in which you would make a bracha on oil is when you have oil. You make eitz on an apple and you eat an apple straight. Make hadam on a carrot and you eat a carrot straight. You have a piece of gefilte fish, so you make a shak on the gefilte. So you have oil, you make ha'et. Why do we reject that? Because?
It's damaging.
Mazik, right? So, and therefore what?
No bracha.
Take a look at the Rambam. You all have the Rambam in front of you, in the packet. What does the Rambam say? How do you know, by the way, where to look for the Rambam? Well, because I gave you my Makamas. Oh, exactly. How do I know where to look? Because you see the little letter hey, the bottom lamin hey with base, and the word shemen, the word shemen. Shemen zayis marach ala bar peitz. The little letter hey takes it to the side. A mishmen a mitzvah. Maimini mem yudud is maimini. Rambam perches of hilchos brachos alacha beis. The smog, which unfortunately we don't use as much as the Jews used to, and tur v'shulchan aruch tesvav shinayin tur. And Shulchan Aruch, Alf Chesed Arachaim, Simen Reish Beis, Sif Dalet. Let's look at those two. Let's look at the Rambam and let's look at the Tur. Here the Rambam is again Hilchos Brachos and Sefer Ava, Hilchos Brachos, Perches, Halacha Beis. Perches, we looked at the beginning of Perches a little while ago. Perches is overall about Birkas HaPeiros, Bar Pri Eitz and Bar Pri Adam and so forth. So already Halacha Beis, he starts talking about
the bracha on juice. He says normally you squeeze fruit. So chepeiros chutzmen mashkin. Usually you make a shahakal and barna fashos chutzmen anavim vazesim. The two exceptions, the Rambam says, when you have a fruit juice or fruit liquid that's not a shahakal barna fashos is anavim vazesim. Al yain you say bor pri hagefen bracha achas mein shalosh, and the shemen you make a bor pri ha'etz. Our sugya bor pri ha'etz. Ram says, our sugya, that's ukimta. What's the ukimta? When do you make a bar prayer? It's only shaychoshish begrono. You had a sore throat. V'shasar hashemen in me hashlakos v'chayotven. And you were taking the oil together with me shlakos is a vegetable soup. V'chayotven or some other. Now the Gemara gave an example on Nigron. There could be other scenarios also. But the point is, you're taking the oil together with, as an ingredient with it, some other food. Then you're having enjoyment. That's the Gemara said at the end. If you drank the oil alone, or you don't have a sore throat, then what bracha do you make? Then you make a shahakol. That's okay.
Is that so? What did Rambam just tell me? He told me two chidushim. And with one word, he told me two chidushim. What's the word? And what are the two chidushim? What's the word?
Tom.
Okay. Give me another word.
Shahakal.
Shahakal. We'll come back to Tom. Shahakal. Okay, he said shahakal. And why is that word shahakal double chidush? Give me one chidush.
You do make a bracha.
The second chiddush, we're going to focus on the first chiddush. The second chiddush is...
Good.
Well, so the Gemara had said, you don't make... kept saying yesterday, he was saying, you don't make a ha'etz. What do you make? Nothing or shahaka. Now, as an aside, the second chiddush, the Rambam is also assuming that if you had it with soup, the bracha on soup normally, if the oil is not the ikar because your throat doesn't hurt, the bracha on soup, the Rambam is assuming, is shahaka, not hadama. That's interesting. Okay, let's put that aside for now. The first main point here is that if you drink, because Rambam in this line is addressing case one and case three. If you drink it alone, or if you have it with soup and your throat doesn't hurt, case one and case three, both of them are shahakal. Take a look at the tour. And we know where to look. Simen Resh Beis, Se'if Dalid. Those si'if numbers really are originally just for Shulchan Aruch. In the modern, recent reprintings, the nice new printings of the Torah, they stuck in the si'if numbers, the corresponding si'if numbers in the Torah as well. And whichever part of the Torah base says it corresponds to particular si'if in Shulchan Aruch, they mark it to make it easier to find things. This is in the middle of si'if Dal. They're ready. We're jumping in the middle. We're skipping the first topic, at least for now. Chen Kasev Rambam Zal. Shasa osa levado, osa choshesh begrono, v'varachal of shahak. The Tur says, and again, the Tur lives in the 1300s, son of the Rush, Ben Yaakov ben Asher. The ain nira mashakasim shem shasa osa levado, shevarachal of. Tur says, I don't agree. I don't think there's pshat in the Gemara. I don't agree with the Rambam's read of the Gemara that if you drink it alone, case number one, that you do make a bracha, not a ha'etz. But you do make at least a bracha of shahakal. Why did come the Gemara? Shase be'enei. You drank it pure, alone, straight. Be'en means undiluted. Azuki mazikle. It's going to be mazik you. That's what the Gemara said. Pirish, the lo yivarech olav kal. The Torah says. The Torah says. The Gemara meant no bracha at all. So here we have the Beferish, Machlokas, Rambam, and Tur. How do you read Pshat in the Gemara? It's the Machlokas Halacha, but it starts with the Machlokas and Pirish HaGemara. And again, this is something to recognize. I know I've made this point in the past. It's an example of the following phenomenon. The Rambam was not writing a Pirish on the Gemara. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah is a Sefer of Halacha Lamaisa. But often you can reverse engineer. You'll notice from the way he paskins how he must have read the Gemara. That's what we're doing here. The Rambam just said, you make a shahakal. The Torah is pointing out that means the Rambam had a pirush in the Gemara that I don't agree with. The Rambam and the Torah are arguing over what did the Gemara mean, and therefore, what's the din? And the Gemara said, Azuki Mazik, that's just a reason to lose the Ha'etz, or it's a reason to lose Bracha entirely. And the truth, if you look back at the Rambam, look back at the page of the Rambam, see that Vav in the brackets near the end of Halacha Beis? See that Vav in the brackets? It sends you down to the Hagos Maimonios, who was a friend of the Torah's father. Hagos Maimonios, I forget his name. The Rush, the Mordechai, and Hagos Maimonios were the three most famous students, three most famous Talmidim of the Maharam of Wittenberg. Maharam of Wittenberg was the in a certain sense the last of the Baal, some would say the last of the Baal Yatosos. He was one of the Gedolei Germany in the 1300s, maybe even late 1200s. He was the one who was famously imprisoned by the local duke or count and spent the last number of years in jail because this local aristocrat was seeking to soak the Jewish community for astronomical amounts of money. And the Maharam said, there's a Mishnah Gittin that says you're not allowed to pay over much. He said, he refused, people were ready. He was mamish, one of the Gedolei Hadar. People were ready to put up enormous amounts of money. He refused. He said, no, that's a din, don't ransom me. And he said, and the reason for the Mishnah we understand, you're making rabbis targets. If you ransom me, every rabbi now has an X on his back. They said, no. So he insisted that they did not allow the Jewish community to ransom. He lived the rest of his life in jail. Some point that's very, very beautiful in a certain sense, that the Maram, unlike Rahman al-Slan, the contemporary Hashra situation, the Maram was in jail, but he was not kept in inhumane conditions. Maram was able to operate within Migdal Eisenheim, the prison tower of Eisenheim, and we have many of his tshuvas Maram have the in the byline where he gives you the date and place that were written from Migdal Eisenheim. It's an amazing thing that this aristocrat thought that he was in charge and he's subjugating the Maram, and here we are 7-8 centuries later. Who knows? Who cares? Who remembers that aristocrat from centuries ago in Germany? The Maharam, who was in prison, continues to impact the way we live our lives out of Yom HaZeh, with the Jews who's writing in Migdal Eisenheim. So the Rush, after the Maharam passed away, the Rush escaped, fled Germany for Spain. And after the tour was written in Spain. That's why he had access both to the halachic masora of Ashkenazim and of Sephardim, which is very, very nicker in the tour. But here you have that Goz Maimini, who had the Rambam, and was writing a Hagos, a gloss, Ashkenazi gloss, is adding, a parallel to what the Rambam says. He'll tell you, what did Ashkenazim say? Much as the Ramah wrote Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch 2 centuries later. So here that goes, Maimini. So what does he quote Ozvav? Avol mori kasav she'en levaruch and alav, dazuki mazikle. My Rebbe, meaning I believe the Rambam of Rutenberg, said no. Chaldavar, and he quotes the language of his Rebbe. Chen chaldavar de isle hanoa minafagav d'orfu kavidle, boi baruchay. If you have ana, then you do make a bracha. But if you don't have ana, you don't make a bracha whatsoever. So the Rambam says, Azuki Mazu can make shahako, but the Torah says no. The Torah's intellectual uncle, so to speak, and his father's chavrusa, the Rosh's chaver, the Hagos Maimi, quotes from their Rebbe, Rav Rutenberg also. The Torah and the Hagos Maimi both line up with the Maharam. The Rush here in Siman Beis also says, the Rush here in Siman Beis also lines up with, not surprisingly, with his son and his Chavrusa B'Shem, his Rebbe, the Maharam and his school, these Ashkenazim all are aligned. And the Rush writes here in Perek Vav, speaking of Siman Beis, Yishasile Mishnah, if you drink it straight, 5 lines into the Rush. Azuki Mazdikle Velo Mivarachale, you do not make a bracha, period. So that's consistent with his Rebbe, the Maram, although it's actually not the Rush speaking. The Rush is an enhanced version of the Rif, who was a Sfari, who was part of the Masor of the Rambam. If you look in the Rif already says this. This is a quote from the Rif. The Rif already said, you don't make a bracha at all. So the Maram is Talmidim say no bracha at all. The Rif says no bracha at all. If you look at Meir Manoach, a Provençal Rishon on the bottom of the Rambam, he says Vidas Rashi came with Leslie Hanomine Lo Mikri Achila the Einam of Arach Klal. It's a Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Ozuki Mazdik Legufe the Einzu Achila Sheteuna Bracha. The Gabe Bracha V'Achaltuksev. Rashi himself says it. So it's the Rif and Rashi and the Maram, quoted by the Gos Maimini, and the Rush and the Tur, all say no Bracha at all. And then now the one says that's on the one hand. And all these Rishonim who say Ein Bracha Klal. You have the Rif and you have Rashi and you have the Maharam. And you have Korbai Dagos Maimini, and you have the Rush, and you have the Tour. They all say no bracha at all. While the Rambam says, Ein Birkas Barashi Ha'eitz, Aliyei Shahakma. That's the position of the Rambam. The Tour says,
quotes the Rambam and says, no, no, striking, striking. The so you want to think about this. And at least begin to think about this on two levels. Whenever you have a machlokas, the rais lakan or lakan, so sometimes you'll have a kasha migemara, sometimes you have a kasha misvara, sometimes you have a kasha from a source, sometimes you have a logical question. So in terms of the kashas from sources, migemara, so you look in the Beis Yosef here, the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef already quotes this. Beis Yosef quotes some of this discussion. Later on, Beis Yosef sends you to a rush later. The rush in Simin Chaf Gimel points to a Gemara. Take a look on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Turn the page. The Gemara says, Nidabam Yamud. There's the very end of the narrow lines. The second to last narrow line. Most of the Lav Vav is narrow lines, and the lines start to get wider. Second to last narrow line, Pilpali. Peppers. What's the din of a pepper? What's the bracha on a pepper? We don't mean green peppers or red peppers, yellow peppers. We mean like black peppers, peppercorns. What bracha do you make on pepper? Rav Shesha said shahakal. Rava said lo klum. Shesha says if you unground like those peppercorns, those black balls. So Rav Shesha says people usually don't eat them. Rav Shesha says if you eat them, they grow from the ground. In fact, they grow on a tree. They grow on a tree. But as the Gemara goes on to quote, is there arla and pepper? Not again, not green or red or yellow peppers. Those are hadama. But black pepper grows in a tree. Sheish says, we only make a shahakal. Who eats peppercorns? Rav says, you don't make any bracha. Lo klum. The azda rava l'taime. Dama rava kos pupuli biyom edikipure patim. If you eat peppercorns in Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv. It's not a full violation of tainus because that's not an achila whatsoever. What is that? It's horrible, horrible, painful. So, okay. So the Rosh says, isn't that the same issue? It's Mamshi Gemara. Gemara says you have something that's not meant for eating. So it was a machlekes Amaram. It was a machlekes from Sheshes and Rava. From Sheshes said shakel, but Rava said no bracha at all. And he passed it like Rava. Because Rava had a raya from the dinim of Yom Kippur, and if you see that little letter Tess and little letter Yud, tell you that's Taka how we paskin. Look at Tess and Yud. The Rambam also paskins that way. The Rambam also paskins that way. No bracha at all on peppers. So the Rosh says, yeah, the Rosh Torah has a slightly different case, but essentially the same. The Beis Yosef puts it all together. Says what do you mean? So a raya. To this case, from the Gemara, pilpuli, the peppers are lam and vav, base. Rava says the peppers are zero. So shouldn't that be the exact same thing? How are we going to make sense of the Rambam? In a few steps. We'll at least go through some of the steps now. We may continue when we come back next week. Number one, I want to show you a fascinating
You have to look at the Rambam inside. You got to do your own work. So you have the Rambam. You have the Rambam. So I'll give you copies. They've put them on the Kermis. Ches, Perches al Achazayim. I will read it to you. So you don't have the copies in front of you? I'll read it to you. Rambam says, Pilpulin, Zangvil. You have pepper, you have ginger. The Gemara goes on, they talk about ginger as well. It says if they're dried out, that's how the Gemara goes on to explain. We talk about they're dried out, they're inedible. Ain't to an imbracha. Lo lifnei v'lo lachrein. No bracha, neither before nor after. Why? What? So you expect him to say, well, it's mazel. Right? He doesn't. As a matter of fact, before you even go on to read the Rambam, the Bach points out, you're attacking the Rambam from the Pilpuli, but the Bach says, the Bach on the side of the Torah says, I'll support the Rambam from the Gemara Lama Vavam and Aleph. The very next Gemara, back on Lama Vavam and Aleph, goes on to talk about brach on flour. Now, usually we eat flour after it's already been mixed and baked or cooked or whatever, then you make a hamotzi or mazonos. But let's say it's eating straight flour. That's not such a typical thing to do. The Gemara goes on to talk about wheat flour and barley flour, and the Gemara says that barley flour, four or five lines before the lines get wide, kimcha desairi, you make a shahakal niya bedvaro. Interesting, you make a shahakal on wheat flour, make a shahakal on barley flour. The Gemara says, why do you have to tell me both? So take a look at the third wide line. Kimcha desairi says, I know the Gemara already said that the Rav Nachman held you make a shakal on wheat flour. So why do you have to say it and also shakal on barley flour? Kimcha desairi, third wide line, hold the kashe lekukiani, since barley flour, they understood eating straight barley flour would be unhealthy for you. It's going to cause pain. Lo livrechalei klal, I might have said, don't make a bracha at all. Kamash malan, even though eating barley flour is harmful, but since you enjoy it, it'll hurt you later. But right now, you're having some eating pleasure, you're eating food, so therefore you make a shahakal, what bracha do you make? Shahakal. Ah, so we have the Gemara of Kimcha Desari, along Vav Amid Aleph, where we say you make a shahakal, even though it's mazik. Don't make a shahakal. That's what the Gemara sounded like. On the other hand, in the pilpuli, the peppers, the Gemara, the black pepper, dried black pepper, the Gemara said, we pass like Rabbah, lo kum, no bracha whatsoever. Ah! So what's talking of shot? So you look at the Rambam, when he talks about it, quotes the pilpuli, the Rambam in Parakhes Halachazarian, he says, you know what, you don't make any bracha? Not because it hurts you. Those aren't food at all. It's a spice. It's not a food item. It's not a food item. It's not a food item. So then there's no bracha. It sounds as though the Rambam is saying, you know, many poskim assume that to take a pill, to swallow a pill without water on a tinus, is not a violation of the tinus whatsoever. Why? Because my father and other posts can say, it's not food. It's not like it's bad tasting food. It's not like, that's not food. It's like eating a rock. It's like eating a piece of paper. It's just not, a pill is not food. That's what the Rambam sounds like he's saying over here. You know, you make no bracha on pepper? That's a spice item. It's not a food. This is not, it says it's tavlin. There ain't an ochel. He doesn't say because it tastes bad, or he doesn't say because it hurts you. It's just not food. Not food. No bracha. Well, Kim Kedesairi, it is food. It's food which is going to give you a bellyache later. So then, but you're eating food. You make a shahakal that's consistent with the way the Rambam understands shemen. It's a food item. It's clearly a food item, but it's a zuki mazik. It'll give you a bellyache. Now, there's one other point that needs to be thought about. Okay, you can go back and forth with Raya's Lakan or Lakan. But why would it be a shahakol? I mean, I don't understand. The bracha on oil is bar for eitz. That's what we said. So either make a bar for eitz or don't make a bar. But why would it switch to be a shahakol? I understand. If it's a tafel, you don't make the bracha at all. You tell me somehow like this isn't called eating, so you make no bracha at all. But what this is like funny nishtahi nishtahi. Why would you be a shahakol? You can make a eitz or don't make a bracha. Make a eitz or don't make a bracha. Why does this make sense? What's the svara behind it? Okay, I might have arrived from Gemara. This might arrive from Gemara. This you have to sort out how all the Rishonim read all the Gemaras. But what's the svara? I've said before. One level of asking is I have a Ryan the Gemara for here. That here you say shahakol, here you say nothing. But what's the svara behind? So the svara b'davar, I believe, is that this goes back, as promised, to a concept we had developed earlier, which is that there are two levels to the takana of Birkas Hanan. And we said, Chazal had a mitzvah of brachos mefuratos, you should be mishabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu with specificity, ha'et, hadama, and so on and so forth. But that's level two. Level one, we said, was there's an isser to be nenim almazeh below bracha. It's geza. You have to matter that issa. And remember, we had said then when we were looking at the Gemara Lahim now, if I made a shahakol any bracha, I already got rid of the issa. But there's an added layer of the mitzvah of brachos mefuratos. So here is where that idea comes back. The Rama appears to be saying it's an abnormal thing to eat. It's a davar hamazik. So Chazal didn't impose the full mitzvah. The second layer, the mitzvah of making the right bracha, that they only imposed on more normal, typical eating situations. They did not give you the full mitzvah of brachas mefuratos if it's a davar hamazik. But if you're having hana, if you are eating something and you are having some hana, so you can't have hana without a bracha. So this is one of those cases where we, because davar hamazik, Rambam says, we're separating, din number two doesn't apply, but din number one does apply. All you need to do is be matter the issa. So for that, just shahakol. The fullness of the second layer of the ki hamitzvah of saying brachas with brachas mifuratos, specified brachas, that's only in normal situations. If it's an abnormal situation, you don't have that, but you still have the basic. I still have to, I'm having hana. I am eating a food. It's not pilpulin. It is a food. I am eating it. I am initially having some hana. It's going to be mazik me later, but I'm having some hana from a food. I have to matir that is sir by making a shahakol. There's more to say about the sugya. We'll pick up in Mirtoshem next week.